Oh, it like wasn't letting me join. Like every time I would click on it, it would open the Anchor app, but it wouldn't let me join the thing. It's like, do you want to start a podcast? It's like, no, I would like to join the existing one. Piece of sh.
Hey guys, this is Bridget.
And this is Will.
And this is Mary.
Welcome to
No Stupid. All right. How's everybody's week?
Barely.
Mary's what?
Yeah, same.
Barely alive.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I'm sorry. But did you die?
I'm really glad you guys are here.
Why was it a rough week for everybody?
Well, Will, next week is Christmas break for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's why you're going crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're all going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, what about you? What's up? Why are things cray cray?
It's just like, you know, like end of the year rush. Everybody's needing to get things done. Did not use up enough vacation days to roll over. So essentially I've wasted two of them. So, you know, it's 2 days I could have been not working. I know. My huge life problems.
I know.
It's like I had too much vacation.
You can't take that time off now, like, or have you already taken off all the time?
No, I could take it off, but there's just too much to do. So I'd essentially just be screwing myself over if I did that.
Oh.
So I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to sacrifice the 2 days to the vacation gods. And next year, maybe we can use them more. I don't know. We'll see.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Nothing going on?
No, it was a pretty chill week for me. I mean, you know, I had a couple things to do and people kind of calmed down. Well, I mean, we did get a vaccine, so that's kind of cool. So things were kind of, you know, but nothing big. I mean, everybody knew a vaccine was coming and we just got pictures of people getting the vaccine. And that's pretty much the most exciting thing to happen to us. I didn't do it. I didn't even go take the photos or anything. They were just submitted to me. So it's been real, you know.
Sounded like a...
Yeah, crazy. Just crazy times.
And it's almost the end of the year. I can't believe it's December. I just always forget what month it is. I just assume it's still like the middle of the year and there's still 6 months to go before it's over.
It definitely feels. It's been the longest. I mean, it feels long, but it also doesn't feel long because time just started running together after March. Like I've lost all track of time. So it's weird that it's even December. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe because I just have no memory of this past year because it just all blended together so well. It feels like
it's like I'm always at home. I'm just hanging out. It's like the days just blur together and it's just crazy. It just feels like it feels like a never ending year for me personally.
One of my friends asked what day I was free, and I said pretty much every day. Like she's like, when do you not have plans? I said, I don't have plans ever anymore, so
I do nothing.
Big news, I tried pineapple pizza, and you know what, it didn't suck. I've grown up a little bit.
Did you say you tried pineapple on pizza, or you had a pineapple pizza?
No.
Like that was strictly the only thing on the pizza.
No, I had a Hawaiian pizza and it did not
okay
suck. So that's good news.
Where'd you get the pizza
Domino's?
From
gross.
You don't like Domino's?
I don't.
Oh, I see. They're the only like fat like chain pizza that I like.
Once again, ham bones.
Oh well, yeah, ham bones. But they're not like a big chain though.
No, they're not.
Also, really they're on the complete opposite side of town from me.
True.
I like ham bones pizza too. Actually, I just forgot they existed until you mentioned them right now.
They have a really good. What is it?
Maybe I'll order from
Buffalo
them next.
Pizza.
It's the Cluckin.
Yeah. I've only eaten there twice, but that was all I got, and it's pretty dang good. Ham bones is awesome.
I like them because they have cream cheese as like a topping.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can put in like my faux crowbar order, mm-hmm. which is at the crowbar, I usually get the steamroller and then I put pineapple on it. I know, Bridget, you're like, I don't know about this, but it's essentially pepperoni, jalapeno and cream cheese. And then I put pineapple on it. So it's like sweet, salty, spicy, and like savory. And so because ham bones does cream cheese as a topping, and I haven't seen a chain or delivery place that has that, I can do like a faux crowbar pizza when I can't have crowbar. So I like them for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their crust is good. Like their dough is good. Let's see. Gosh, what else happened this week? Nothing. Nothing happened. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't want this year to be over.
Yeah. But then what's going to be next year? What's it going to be next year? Oh my God. I don't know.
I guess 14 more days till my birthday.
Will's going to be in the 31 club. Whoop,
whoop. Nothing will happen when you turn 31.
Literally nothing. Especially if you turn 31 in a pandemic. Literally nothing is going to happen.
Hello.
Mary.
It's me. Adele.
Speaking of supply and demand, Bridget. Mm-hmm.
Turbo Man. Mm-hmm.
Wow, yes. Smooth.
That's not the name of the movie. Jingle All the Way. Yeah. So this week we watched Jingle All the Way. With what is Baby up with Anakin,
$8 shipping,
Annie
Bo
Banny. What's the deal with shipping? Do I have to pay for this?
This is bullshit.
God.
God, Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the $8 for?
To ship it back. Not everyone is Amazon, Will.
You know,
long before Amazon came along, you actually have to pay for shipping.
You have to, you know, you have to pay for materials, labor, boxes. You can't just.
Well, it's like, it doesn't just come out of the factory, like pre-box.
So, ooh, my Pokemon cards just shipped. I got an eBay alert.
Bye. Jingle All the Way is a.
Sorry.
Are we done here? May I have the floor, please? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, honestly, this is one of the best holiday movies ever. I think so.
Really?
I really enjoy this movie.
I do think it was well put together. Like the little issues, like the little in the storyline. What is it called?
The plot.
But you know what I mean. Like his struggles.
The plot was good.
But like, no, like each character has to
like
go
the conflict,
like challenges,
like in it.
Yeah, conflict. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. The little things, like, you know, having to chase down a woman to go get. Try to go and get the doll from her, and like, you know, running into con man Santa's, like, I mean, it's great. It's pretty great.
This movie's a lot funnier than I remember. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, when I was younger, a lot of these lines went over my head, but Sinbad,
for sure.
Like, I guess he improvised a lot, if not most of the lines that his character says in the movie. And he says, like, he says
that.
A lot of funny stuff in this movie that I completely missed when I was younger, but then when like watching it now, I thought was really entertaining.
Yeah.
Just he brings up like Rodney King a lot, and like he says something else, like oh man, I wrote it.
Like about the post office.
Yeah, like his like whole like the going postal thing, like, yeah. And then
for the post office. So you know I'm mentally unstable. Which...
And then he like later on in the movie he mentions like he's threatening somebody at a radio station, and he's like, I bet you're one of those guys that makes fun of my safari hat in the summer. And like, he's like, his comment about like his postal uniform he has to wear in the summertime just really made me laugh for some reason. So I thought, and there's, yeah, just like some funny like bits with Arnold, and just like the situational stuff is pretty good. So I enjoyed this movie a lot.
The one that line that always, that I didn't catch as a kid, but I laughed really hard on, was when Jamie was talking to his dad, and he's like, your mom, and she was like, oh no, she's next door petting Ted. And he's like, what?
Yeah. Oh,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, was... there's some adult jokes in this movie, so adults can enjoy it, and there's like some innuendo, like for there's sure. There's some horny moms in this movie.
Yeah, this is...
So we're bringing it back from Hallmark.
Well, give us just a little, you know, thing into an interlude into the horny moms.
I call
moms.
This the Jingle All the Way to Horny Mom Electric Boogaloo, because yeah, I think everyone from that same town, that Joanna Johnson. I think her and her friends all decided to go to wherever they live, LA.
I think they live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because the Mall of America is there.
and there's snowy, and it's snowing. Oh. So it starts out with Baby Anakin, Annie Bobani.
And we're also just to preface, we're not talking about Hayden Christensen, like little Hayden Christensen.
Unfortunately.
We're talking about like the actor who played child Anakin in The Phantom Menace.
Jake Lloyd. Yeah. Also, they're bringing back Hayden Christensen to play Darth Vader. And if anybody has a problem with that, they're going to catch these hands. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm incredibly excited about it.
Anyway, also the kid from. Daddy?
No, that's okay. Cole Sprouse.
Okay.
Those are the Sprouse.
The Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody, yeah. They're a little blonde boys, though, so they all look alike.
I can wipe my own hands.
Will apparently has been, like, binge-watching Adam Sandler movies.
No, that's the one line that I remember from Big Daddy.
I remember the five-year plan. He's got a five-year plan. What is it? Don't die? Oh my god, so good.
That movie helps me remember what time McDonald's stops serving breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought they served breakfast till 11.
Haven't you ever felt like that, though? Like, when you get to McDonald's and it's no longer breakfast time?
Yes.
Don't you just want to, like, pull somebody over the counter?
Damn it! I just want an Egg McMuffin. Yeah.
Somebody get this kid out.
Next year on our podcast, be ready for all the Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, yeah, you don't know what you're in for. Oh, good. So anyway, so it starts out with Anakin Skywalker. His name is Jamie.
Nope, it's Anakin, and then the Terminator is his dad.
Anakin. Okay, Anakin and the Terminator. So, also, I didn't realize until this movie just how bad of an actor Arnold Schwarzenegger really is. Doesn't do any harm against the movie because he doesn't, like, feel like he doesn't have to act, you know? But
there's nothing that requires, like, a lot of emotional depth in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. So he does get in this movie. But anyways, the Terminator works for a mattress company, yeah. I think, right? And they're having, like, this Christmas party, but he's not actually enjoying the Christmas party. He's working. And in the background, everybody's doing, like, a conga line, which I've never been to a Christmas party where there was ever a conga line or people dancing while they're in the buffet line. Like, corporate Christmas parties are bullshit in movies. Anyway, not that I ever want to do a conga line.
It's like,
again.
Excuse me, do you want this at your work Christmas party? This is like my worst nightmare. No, I'm like, please get it away from me. I was like, thank God our work Christmas party this year, it was like not even a party. It was like a Zoom call. It's like, all right, everybody, this is what happened this year. See you later.
I mean, I think the closest we got was every year the fair went to Vegas, and it was every year, like, at Christmas. So things got, like, I mean, not crazy.
Richie can't talk about it.
Crazy. I can't tell what happens in Vegas.
I signed a confidentiality agreement. I can't, you know, I signed a non-disclosure. I can't say.
It was an NDA.
It will be released in five years, but as of right now.
I cannot say anything, but hit me back up in 363 days and 2 hours.
I gave it crap this year, but you know, I do like the work office party because it's like we have a meeting about like our financials and shit and what happened during like, you know, the second half of the year. Mm-hmm. And then during the meeting, we're allowed to drink. Because they have, like, we get, like, catering and stuff like that. And then they bring in beer and wine and stuff. So they're like, get yourself a drink. And so it's like, all right, here I go. And then the rest of the day, it's like I'm getting paid to drink at work. And
that is cool.
Like, eat cake and stuff. So I really like that part.
The Terminator is a very important businessman doing business things. And he can't go see Anakin get his lightsaber or his karate belt. What's it? It's a green belt, right? That's what he's getting.
Don't purple you know? Belt. It's two away from
and
well, one away from green and three away from black bridges.
He said something.
I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, like, oh, good for you. You know your colors, kid.
Just real quick, at the mattress store, and it's like warehouse, office, whatever. Who is ordering all these friggin' mattresses at like 8 o'clock at night on like a Saturday or whatever the fuck? Like, what is going on? Yeah. Who are these people?
You're my favorite customer.
Right? I just have questions. You're my favorite customer. That's all. Tommy watched this movie and stole that line.
You're my number one customer. You're my favorite customer, Tommy.
Oh, I didn't see it was you. You're my favorite customer. Oh, hi, doggy.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there.
That's even sounds like him. Oh my god, that's totally what he did. And yeah, so he keeps telling every customer that, you know, you're my favorite customer. And then Rita Wilson calls, Mrs. Tom Hanks calls, and who's also the Terminator's wife. And she's like, Jamie's got a gun. Body thing. First of all, it is Jamie's Got a Gun is the name of the song.
No, are you thinking from Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah, but her name is Jamie, isn't it?
I think that is movie. It? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Now we're all like, okay, IMDb, help me.
Jamie's got a gun. Oh gosh, she has a gun.
She's got a gun. Can
put the gun
run away.
Run away.
Oh, it is Janie. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Suck it. Get your facts straight.
No.
But anyways, Anakin does not have a gun. He has his lightsaber. He has his karate thing, whatever it is. And he's getting it's his belt ceremony. And he's like, Dad, you know, you have to make it. Right, he talks to his dad here. Yeah, he's like, you have to make it because, you know, you didn't come to the last one, and you know the Terminator's like, well, I came to like one like 3 years ago. Doesn't that count?
I was there for your birth like 11 years ago. What do you want from me?
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, oh no, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. Blah blah blah. Get off my dick.
Because you're talking about like when he's in his room, right? Like when they're talking in the room.
No, because that's later.
Oh, okay.
No, like it was right now because it starts out with him watching a Turbo Man, like special, like a Turbo Man episode.
Oh yeah, the Power Rangers ripoff.
Yeah, it's totally Power Rangers ripoff. And so he's watching the show, and then that's when Rita Wilson calls Arnold, and she's like, you know, you're not here yet. You need to get here because we're about to go to this thing. And he's like, no, don't worry. I'll be there. And then he tells her she's his number one customer because he's totally caught up in everything. he's like, you're my number one customer. And she's like, what the fuck? And then he hangs up the phone. And then it kind of cuts to him leaving and trying to get out of there. And meanwhile, Rita Wilson, Phil Hartman, and Anakin are all at, what is it called? Dojo? Is that what it's called? Anyway, it's his karate thing. They're at his karate thing, and Phil Hartman is getting hit on by all the moms.
All the horny moms.
And all the moms, and they're like, hey, I have like a clog in my drain. Can you come fix it? Yeah, can you bring your snake and fix it for me? And he's like, and he visibly rolls his eyes. He's like, oh, on these women I'm hitting on drowning. Me. It's such a hardship. But I'm just drowning in pussy, all right? And got so much pussy be falling out the pockets. But he only has eyes for Rita Wilson. And he's all being creepy about it. And he's like, super dad. Like, he's filming everything. And he's like, oh my god, you know, what's his name? Howard. Well, the Terminator is like, he's like, can she, is he going to make it? You know, I'm so worried about him. And she's like, oh no, he'll be here. And then course he doesn't come.
It'd be such a shame if he got in some car wreck and couldn't come. Oh my God. Anyway,
yeah, what if, a like some big, kind of assassin so just sad. All of a sudden just like, you know, made him disappear. That's weird.
He's like a Karen, but a guy version. Like he's all the moms that I the Chad. He's like, but like all the moms that I went I went to school with their kids who I hated. Like they all drove like an evergreen colored minivan, and they all had those stupid like 90s jean dresses over sweaters. Are you guys, is any of this sounding familiar to you?
Maybe.
You guys never had that? Well, anyways, that's what I went to school with, and they are annoying, you know. So he's like, he's perfect. He's like baking cookies and everything, and he's at everything, but it's because he's a single dad and like his son is the world. Then
daddy gets pulled over.
Yeah, daddy gets pulled over by the one cop in Minneapolis, and the cop is like, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I'm trying to get to my kid's karate tournament. And the cop's like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm really gonna stay awake tonight wondering about how you, what did he say, like a private citizen considers how I thinks I've done my job or something like that, basically saying fuck you, like get out of the car.
Think I give a shit about your kid? Think I care about kids? Resuck. Get fucked.
And he it's pretty much what he tells him. And he's like, even though he has not, I mean, I don't know, it doesn't seem like he's putting off any drinking vibes, like he's drunk, but the cop makes him get out anyway and do all these sobriety tests just to be a dickhead.
He probably thought his accent, he's like, this guy's drunk.
Oh, maybe.
He's like, I'm going to profile you. Get out of the car. Excuse me, where are you really from? Okay, Terminator.
And so by the time he gets there, everybody's gone. Like, it's all over. And so he goes home and he tells us, you know, he apologizes to Rita Wilson, and she's like, well, it wasn't my karate tournament, go apologize to your son. And so he does, and Anakin's kind of ignoring him they bond over something, over some shit.
Ever. He has a Captain America painting, like mural. Yeah, he had a Captain America mural on his wall behind his bed. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, how I did you not see that?
Oh, hey, but that kind of I did not. I was, it as was I always do, I am doing like five things while I watch the movie. I did not see it. I did not. I was doing other things while I had the movie on.
He also had like a bunch of nerdy stuff around his room too. I forgot what it was, but yeah.
Yeah.
So it's basically your room.
He's a huge basically fucking your nerd. Bedroom.
Well, no, that was, I was going to say that because he's kind of like Turbo Man is like Iron Man. Like that's who, you know, you can equate
like
it to.
He's like
He-Man
slash Iron Man.
Except, yeah, not nearly as cool as Iron Man. But so he goes up and he kind of starts bonding with them. You know, they're kind of having fun. He's like, I'm sorry I didn't make it. But, you know, he's kind of like the good time dad, you know, we're having a good time. And then I'm the cool dad, not like, you know, Ted next door.
Oh, sorry.
And
did I mention
he
comes up rolling up and Ted is putting lights on his house. Christmas lights on his house.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, because it's like it's December 23rd, right? Because the next day is Christmas Eve. And so they still don't have lights on because he was like, oh yeah, he was gonna get to him. So he puts the Christmas lights on it December 23rd. Like, you know, so I can listen, Ted's a douche. But I would be pissed off if it was December 23rd and my Christmas lights were not up when they had been promised. But yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you. And he's like, oh, how thoughtful of you. You just think of everything, don't you, Ted? And Ted's like, oh, it's no problem. And so
he's probably like, I wonder if he would die if I pushed this ladder out from under him. He would just fall and break his neck.
Definitely what he's thinking. He's definitely not into it. And so he gets in there, and that's when Rita Wilson kind of like, you know, fuck off, go apologize to your son. And then he goes upstairs, God damn it, Connor. And he's like, they kind of talk it out, him and Anakin. And then,
cause he's like, let me make it up to you and buy you some cool Christmas gift.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He's like, oh, I need the Turbo Man action figure. You know, it's only like, everybody who's anybody is gonna have it this year, and I need it.
And, you know, if you don't get it, you're a loser. And it's the highlight of capitalism and everything. And
he talks to his dad, like, so, you know, capitalism. So, Dad, you won't believe.
So,
right. He's on, like, I you know, Dad, capitalism.
He's talking about how he needs the Turbo Man action figure and because it's so cool. And then he explains capitalism to his dad. And then,
here, Dad,
he goes,
I'm going to give you an economics lesson.
And then he goes to, or Arnold goes to bed, and he, and you know, Rita Wilson's like, you know, please tell me you got the doll, right? Because I told you to get it like a month ago. And he's like, oh yeah, I totally have it, which she totally doesn't. Like, this is like the first time he acts like it's the first time he's heard about this booster or this Turbo Man doll. But he just wasn't paying attention, I'm sure.
And real typical fast,
man, right?
Real fast too. Like when he's at the end, I don't know if you guys have this feeling, but at the end when he's talking to Jamie and they like hug it out or whatever, they're all happy because they made up. It shows them like you like palling around, and Arnold picks up Jamie and he's like spinning him around in his room. And I was like, it looks like he's just like winding up and he's gonna throw him out the window. What if he just like was just like, oops, oh gosh, Jamie. like well, that scene in Scary Movie 3 where like but he comes over to babysit Cody or whatever, and he's like, hey Cody, and he like lifts him up and he hits the ceiling fan and gets like launched out the window. That's like the scenario I envisioned in my head when I saw him spinning. I was like, what if he just let go? Broken window, everybody. He's fine though. It's just walk it off.
He does not throw Anakin out of the window in here. But then, yeah, Rita Wilson's like, oh my god, Tommy got the doll, and he's like, of course I did. She's like, good, because they've probably been sold out. And then all of a sudden the lights go out and his eyes get wide because he obviously didn't get it. And so the next day, he comes downstairs and Anakin is asking him if he's going to go to the parade because he's a shitty dad and he never goes to the parade with them. He's like, you're a shitty dad because you didn't go to last year's parade and you didn't go to the parade the year before that, and you need to go to the parade today. And he's like, oh, of course, you know, I wouldn't miss it. And then, of course, this is where everything starts to go downhill, because then he runs into Phil Hartman outside, and Phil Hartman just happens to have this giant ass reindeer in his yard. And because he wants his son to have like the best Christmas and everything. Like, he's really an extra dad. Like, literally, he does too much. So he runs into Phil Hartman outside, and Phil Hartman's like, oh, you know, you're just now going to get your toy. Oh, you know, I've had mine nestled under the tree for weeks. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, oh, good for you. And then, so he goes to the store, and the store is, like, not even open. So that's where he meets Sinbad. And Sinbad is immediately crazy, which anybody could have probably known going into this, that his character was going to be nuts. But he, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm just going to start calling him, yeah, I'm going to stick with the Terminator. So the Terminator gets there, and yeah, so he meets Sinbad, and he cuts in line, and the guy's like, no, you can't come in for two more minutes, and like, there's a huge crowd. And so Arnold Terminator pushes his way.
Wait, you can't come in for two more minutes. Yeah. Actually, that just quick, it reminds me of when I was a lifeguard and I really didn't want kids to get into the pool because I'd have to start washing them again. So I'd be like, break time, still two more minutes. Gotta sit out, two more minutes. That's I'm like, how I understand I this was, man.
That's how it was when I was serving, and like, I would open. And like, we'd open at 11, and like, people would be outside at like 10:58, and they try to open the door, and I'm like, oh no, we're not open yet. Like,
sorry, we're not open.
Sorry, I just didn't want to work.
They're automatic locks. They just unlock it 11.
I can't,
you can't
physically. Mm-hmm. I cannot unlock this it.
This part. Sorry, I'm sick of help. Like my like, when I worked at Target for 2 years, it was Hatchimals and Shopkins were the Turbo Man.
Yeah. Remember the days.
But now I have a salary.
Those were the good old days.
Income.
Benefits. And so then he gets shoved back to the line, and Sinbad's like, you know, hey, he's just a dad trying to get a present for his kid. And then Sinbad actually does go into a whole capitalism spiel. And this was how I felt. Like, he's spewing out everything. But, like, this is how I felt in my consumer relations class. Like, all of this stuff coming down. What he's saying is accurate. You know, like, they make this toy based off the show that your kid wants, and then your kid needs all the merchandise from that show. And he's like, what does he call them? He calls them toy cartels. He's like, don't you know that we're being exploited by toy cartels? And it's pretty accurate. Like, nothing, everything he's saying is true. And
it's still funny, like, though, the way he says
it's still funny. Yeah, because he's like, they're just trying to get you. And everybody starts turning around and looking at him. And he takes this lady and he starts choking her because he's like, I just want to meet the guy who decided all this. And he grabs her by the throat and he just starts choking because he just flips out. And then he realizes it. And then he tells her, he's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. Hey, you shouldn't wear fur, by the way. And it's so funny. That's an underrated scene. It really is.
Sinbad is like the star of this movie. Like, his acting and his lines, it's just so funny.
He is the star. He's the supporting character, but he definitely takes the cake for the whole show. And so then they finally get into the store and they get to the Turbo Man section. Everything's sold out. Everybody's laughing at him because it's been sold out for, I don't know, weeks. And so then he, you know, kind of, he doesn't beat the shit out of him, but he threatens to beat the shit out of him.
He beats the shit out of him.
Wouldn't you want to, if like a whole bunch of people start laughing in your face? And so then he's like, oh, well, some lady just left here and she took the last one and she had it in layaway.
He's like, all right, I'm going to go beat the shit out of her now.
Exactly. That's like, if she's had it in layaway and she picks it up, like, do you think she's really going to sell it to you? You know, but he chases after her and Sinbad chases after her and they keep like trying to, like, Sinbad hits him with his mail bag. Oh, which, by the way, he has his mail bag the entire time throughout the movie. Like, he's always carrying it with him.
Those people never got their mail.
And they didn't. No, they didn't. And I'll tell you why later. And so they start, like, shoving into each other. And the Terminator starts running after the lady because he sees it in, like, the back of her car. And she speeds off and then he loses her. And
she sees him looking crazy in a rear view mirror. She's like, I'm being carjacked.
Yeah, he is. He's like, lady. And so then he calls home. And meanwhile, Ted and Rita Wilson are making cookies. And no, that's not a euphemism. They're actually making cookies in the kitchen. And he's like, you know, oh, you're just so, you know, you deserve a nice shower. Let the kids play. And then he, like, wraps his arms around her to take off her apron. But he's, like, hugging her in a creepy, creepy way. And then he puts the apron on and starts baking the cookies. And he's like, you just go shower. And then Terminator calls and Ted answers the phone. And he's like, like, he's moaning when he answers the phone, right? Because he's eating all these cookies. And the Terminator's like, what the actual fuck is going on here? And he's like, oh no, she's up in the shower. Do you want me to go check? And he's like, no, I don't want you to fucking go check. And so then he's pretty pissed off because he's like, oh, because, you know, he thinks Ted's trying to bang his wife, which
he is trying to. And just real quick too, like, this cookie scene is kind of long. Mm-hmm. It's not like super long, but it's long enough because, like, Ted keeps making like nonstop orgasm noises on the phone when he's talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, he's like, your wife's cookies, oh, she's in the shower. Like, and he's like,
she's like, get your hands off my white cookies now.
Yeah. And then he's like, is everything okay? And he's like, oh yeah, everything's fine. But like, he's like, you seem a little tense. Like, I don't know. I love Phil Hartman, and he's such an asshole in this movie.
He is.
And he's perfect for it.
He is the perfect asshole in this movie. And I think too, like, you get like little hints. You know, he has like this facade of like perfect dad, you know, but you get like little, like, up at the end, like, obviously he's being a creep with, you know, Rita Wilson, but you also get like little hints of him like snapping kind of like at the kids a little bit every now and then.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you're not like this perfect, you know, like good guy. It's like, you're hiding. I feel like you're hiding something. Like, he's a serial killer. And well, he uses glasses. Cookies.
He's definitely a serial killer. If you look at those glasses.
Yeah. He's a serial killer. That's what's going on. And he uses this all this nice guy act to like cover it up. But then, you know, every now and then you snap. Because he snaps at the kids, like, once he stops orgasming after the cookies. He's like, shut the fuck up in there!
I'll kill you.
Anyways.
I'm just kidding, but really. Yeah. So anyway, so they hang up the phone, and as he's leaving the payphone, which is completely outdated, like, watching this movie kind of was, like, showing you how much has changed in 20 years. It's just because, you know, they don't have cell phones or anything. They're calling on the payphones outside. It's just kind of,
you have to have change for that. Like, you have to carry on actual physical money. Do you know what change is? You can't just put your credit card up to it and be like, oh, you can't put your phone up to it and Apple Pay.
Psh, nope.
Whatever.
And so as he hangs up the phone, he walks by like this row of phones and Sinbad's there. And he's like, hey, we should form, he's like Dwight to Jim in The Office. He's like, we should form an alliance. And the Terminator's like, I don't know what the fuck that means. And he's like, no, we can find the toy together. And he's like, no. Or was like, oh. And so while they're kind of talking it out, some guy comes out and he's like, oh my God, this store just got, you know, these shipments of toys. And so they hustle over there. And then when he's backing up to go to that store, he of course runs over the motorcycle cop's motorcycle, and from before, the same cop from before. And so this cop just keeps like the having a worse and worse day, right?
Helicopter.
In case it wasn't obvious, it was a motorcycle cop. They don't talk about it too much, but he obviously gets detained for a little bit before he gets to the store, and Sinbad's all in the line before him, and he looks back and he's like, well, you should have been my friend, like, we could be here together. And so it's like mayhem one at the store. Yeah. You were like a brother to me. And so they're handing out little lottery balls.
This part, because I they can't understand. Oh, later on, I'll keep going. Sorry.
Oh, well, I was just going to say they're handing out lottery balls. So that they can draw and like see who gets them, because they have too many people and not enough dolls or
too
action.
Much talking,
figures,
not enough action. Not
enough action. So yeah, Will, what?
Oh, keep
you,
going.
What
I'll
do you?
Go into
what
the
did
part where we talk about the ball and the chasing of the kid?
Okay. So they're handing out all these balls. Everybody just kind of starts storming the sales associates, and then one of them just throws the ball. The bucket of balls everywhere. And you just like get out, and so balls are everywhere. It's mayhem, right?
Flying balls. Balls are flying in the faces of all the customers.
In your face. And then like one ball starts bouncing down. Not everybody got a ball, did they? Right? And so he loses that ball, and the others are all being like scooped up. And so he chases after one ball that goes astray, and then it lands in this little girl's hand.
Oh boy, but
it was the hair. It was the mushroom cut that they made us all wear in the 90s.
I thought it was very specific that he wanted that one where he could have just literally just went around and just grabbed another ball around him. But no, he just had to chase that one ball.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like, because all of them are different colors, if like that specific color means you get like first dibs, or it's like,
oh, maybe
this means like you get this specific toy, this color means you can have this specific toy. But honestly, it's like the shopping mayhem, it's like Black Friday. It's like people will stab you. Like, it's like utter chaos. And this scene also spawned the meme. The He Got Two meme. I don't know if you guys have seen it before.
I haven't seen it.
But there's like this point where like everybody is trying to get all these like the lottery balls essentially, and they're like super balls, so they're super bouncy. and people are like biting each other and like punching each other for them. And the ball ends up with Sinbad at one point, and Arnold's on the floor, like pointing at him, like, he got two. And then some random guy's like, get the mailman. And that's how like the ball, I think, escapes to that little girl. But the he got two thing, that's a meme that I see like fairly often because of just like the collector hobbies that I'm in. If people are trying to buy things and it's like one per person, but someone's like bragging about how many they got, sometimes I'll see that meme that's like, you got two, get the mailman. Yeah, like any kind of like retail situation where something's hard to get and someone has more than one and they're bragging about it, I feel like you see this meme. So I'm glad that this movie spawned that. And it's very appropriate too for the movie and for the situations it's used for. I just think it's really funny.
Oh, I did not know about that meme. So that's funny though. Yeah. So he's chasing after this little girl and she's kind of throwing it in his face like every chance she get, like, oh, I got your ball. What are you going to fucking do about it? And then they go into this play place and he chases her into the ball pit and he starts grabbing at her. And this mom, all these moms are like, oh my God, get away, you sicko, because they think he's trying to kidnap her. And then so he gets booted out of the ball pool or the ball pit by a bunch of not horny moms. These are angry moms. Okay, these are from the other block. These are not the horny moms. And then he kind of walks by and he's like, oh, I just wanted, you know, the turbo doll. And then Jim Belushi, who is just amazing, is the Santa Claus, like the mall Santa. And he's like, what was that? What'd you say? You said you're looking for Turbo Man dolls. He's like, well, I just happened to be able to hook you up. And he's like, I don't know.
I know a guy.
Shady. Yeah, basically, he's like, I know a guy who knows a guy. And then they take him to like this really shady part of town. It reminded me of that episode of Broad City where they go to like get bags and they like have to go into a van, like go down a sewer, go into a van and be blindfolded and taken to this location. It's kind of basically what it is, except they actually do allow him to drive. Yeah.
She's a pega.
Oh yeah, it was that episode. In the... yeah.
In the sewer.
Street. Oh yeah. Anyway, but yeah, this reminded me of. But like, they've got like this place is locked down like Fort Knox, and they're all dressed as Santa and his elves. So like, there's these con Santas, and they have this huge like facility, just making counterfeit toys. And they're like, the women are all dressed as Mrs. Claus, and then they have a little like little people who are the elves, and then all these other Santas, because it's like that's what they do. They go to these different malls, I'm assuming, and then like hear about what all the toys the kids want, and then they make those toys and keep them on, you know, keep them tucked away for desperate parents who need them at the last minute. And it seems to be good business. It's like Mary with Pokemon cards. I mean, they're seem to be doing. They're like charging like $300 per toy, and so they're kind of winding through this whole thing. And then finally, Arnold's like, "Okay, like this." He's like, "This seems a little fishy." And it's like, "You think like you're in a big old abandoned warehouse with a bunch of people making counterfeit toys? Yeah, it's fishy." But he's desperate, and so he's like, "Fine, I'll pay for it." And they ask for $300 for it.
There's a video of this kid getting an N64 with his sister, and he's absolutely losing his shit. Like, he's scratching at the box. It's really intense. But then someone made an animated parody of it. So when he says that, an animated Nintendo 64 busts through their home, the wall, like the Kool-Aid Man. And then, like, the controllers, like, tangle him up and, like, start to pull the kid towards like the cartridge, like where you put the cartridge to like eat him. And then you can hear the little girl, the sister in the background going, thank you, thank you. And the kid's like screaming for his life. It sounds like it's super funny. But that just reminds me. Yeah, it sounds very ominous and it's really kind of disturbing. So if you just heard the audio, you'd be like, okay, someone's being murdered, I guess. It's a small child, and it's all for Nintendo. So
then he kind of pisses off the con Santas, right? Because he's like, oh, this doesn't seem legit. And he's like, oh, but, you know, you chasing a small child through a mall, that's cool. And Arnold's like, well, okay. So then he tries to pay him the $300, or he pays him the $300, which, of course, he doesn't want to. But then he pulls the doll out, and it's speaking in just Spanish. And then he actually pulls the doll out, and then it falls apart. And he's like, not having it. And so he starts, you know, like, I want my money back. And they're like, no takesie backsies, you know, the money's ours. And then he gets into this massive fight with all these Santas, including one giant Santa who comes over and he says, I'm gonna deck your halls, which is a line from a gay porn if I have ever heard it. Like, he's like, I'm gonna deck your halls, bub. And
I forgot his name though.
Yeah,
there we go.
It's the big show, isn't it? Yeah, the big show. And so he attempts to fight him, but then one of the elves comes up and he kind of like slings him all the way across. Like, okay, so the fighting scene was kind of funny because it's super unrealistic, but funny because like he takes Jim Belushi's like coveralls and like slingshots him, and he literally does like a head flip. Like he just kind of like in Gravity with Sandra Bullock, like when she's just tumbling over, like that's what he does. But so while they're kind of getting into this fight, they're being the warehouse is actually being raided by the police, and so like they come busting in, and what does he call it, the elf, what does he call it? he doesn't call him the fuzz,
it's
what does he call him?
Yeah,
oh, he calls him the Grinch. That's their code word for the cops. He's like, it's the Grinch. And so they get out of there, and then he tells like the cops are like, well, who are you? They come up to the Terminator and they're like, who are you? What are you doing here? And he grabs like a fake badge from one of the bins and pretends to be like a cop. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen Trailer Park Boys. Have you? Okay. Well, there's this character, Ricky, who's literally like, he's so, I don't know. We all know a guy like Ricky, right? Who's like super like breaks the law. What?
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Will, Mary, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah.
Will, can... Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Yes. It's like being clear. It's like, uh-oh, why is this happening? It's like we're one by one being murdered on the podcast. Because, like, it's like,
for like a good like 10 seconds. I was like,
Oh, geez. Heavens to Betsy. Well, I don't know. Anyway, and just Trailer Park Boys, like, he's always convincing the cops that he's like an undercover cop like them, and they never question him. Like, that's literally how he gets out of all these arrests. And it's funny because that's kind of what it reminded me of. He's like, oh, I've been working undercover for months. You know, you guys are welcome. You know, that I just brought this down for you. And so he's able to get away. And then he calls home a little while later after he gets out of the warehouse, and that's when Jamie answers the phone, Anakin answers the phone, excuse me, and he's like, oh no, mom's next door, Pet and Ted. And he's like, what do you mean she's Pet and Ted? Ted's the reindeer that they named Ted, or the Ted's son named him Ted, because, you know, that's his dad.
Oh yeah.
And so
I was gonna say real quick too, when he says like his dad, or he named the reindeer after his dad Ted, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but Jamie's like, your dad is so cool, like,
oh yeah,
he's so awesome. And then I forgot the son's name, Ted's son's name, but he's like, he didn't used to be like this. He only started doing this after him and my mom got divorced. He's like, maybe your parents should get divorced too.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Now that kind of makes you wonder about Ted too. Like, is he doing this just like, to brainwash the kid, or
see, it's all an act.
Yeah, it's totally. He's a
single and he's putting on a show, and then once he gets someone in his clutches, you die.
He's
he probably said he divorced his mom, but he murdered
her. Yeah, he's the BTK.
Mm-hmm.
He's
like, she moved to Canada.
He's the BTK killer, basically. Like, just like a normal guy, normal family guy. He's definitely killing people though.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he gets into a fight with his young son because he's like, you know, something about Turbo Man. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I'm so fucking sick of hearing about Turbo Man. And Anakin starts crying and he's like, you're a terrible dad. I hope you never come home. Fuck off, dad. And then he gets really upset and he hangs up the phone. He goes and he chills at the diner, where he runs into Sinbad again, and Sinbad's just, you know, down on his luck. They neither one have the toy, and they have like this little heartfelt moment about like being screw up dads, basically. Yeah. And so then they hear on the radio at the diner that, oh, well, first there's a scene that I don't know why, but it really did make me uncomfortable. When he's talking, Sinbad's talking about how terrible his dad was, and now because his dad was terrible, he's terrible. And then he's like, here's to you, dad, because he's like drinking. And then it turns into Anakin for a second, like just sitting there drinking. Like, I don't know why it made me uncomfortable. It really did. And so that's when he kind of has a freak out moment. Arnold does, because he's like, oh my God, I screwed up. So now my kid's going to be a screw up. He's going to, you know, it's going to shit trickles he's downhill. Join the dark side. He's and
become like a Sith Lord and like.
And then he's going to kill all these.
He's going to kill my younglings.
Again, I killed at younglings.
Oh, yeah. I killed it at younglings.
Again, I killed at younglings. Younglings Asian Comedy Club.
Same.
Oh, yeah, and then they hear on the radio. Okay, sorry. I'm looking through my notes. My notes are all a mess. So then they hear on the radio station that there's, like, you can come down and get a doll. Or, like, you have to name all of the reindeer, and you can win a Turbo Man doll. And so they start, you know, oh, my God, his name's, you know, cute. You know, the names of the reindeer, whatever.
You know, I was like, just name them all, Bridget. What are they?
Donner. Cupid, wait, second. Oh my God. On Donner, on Blitzen.
But it's like, hold Cupid. On. Siri, look up reindeer names.
So I couldn't do it. Yeah, I couldn't do it. And so but Arnold has them and he calls from the payphone, and then Sinbad is like apparently a tower of strength and just yanks the phone cord out of the payphone, right? And so he's like, now, you know, we neither one can get it. And so then they end up running to the radio station.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Go ahead. Just during that scene, after he rips out the telephone cord, this also made me laugh. But like, Arnold essentially is like beating the shit out of him. Oh, yeah. And then he's like holding the disconnected phone up to his ear. He's like, 911! 911! I didn't see that. It made me laugh a lot. You know, Sinbad is just so funny in this movie.
He is.
It's worth a watch just for, like, the quips and, like, the rants and, you know, the dialogue and stuff he comes up with. So,
yeah, it really
it's,
is.
It's good. That made me laugh.
Yeah. No, I didn't catch that. Yeah, Sinbad is, he is great in this. He is the whole reason for watching it. So they run down to the radio station because it's just a couple blocks away. And they literally, like, break in to the radio station. And then the guy's like, oh, my God, like, you can't be in here. He's calling 911. And then Arnold just breaks the window, like, breaks the door to the sound
booth. I'm here to terminate you.
Exactly. And the guy's, like, freaking out. And then Sinbad shows up, and he's like, I have a bomb. He just pulls a package from his mailbag. Oh, by the way, as they're running over to the station, he just starts throwing packages out of his bag to like lighten his load. Like he's throwing them out one Mary by due to you, one Bridget. On his way.
As you guys are running. I can see it.
Oh my God! Yeah, this reminded me a lot of me and Mary. Arnold.
Mary yeah. throwing it at Bridget.
Oh yeah, at his back.
Oh my God. The scene was really funny. And it is because he's just like running, he's like and he's just throwing packages out. And so they
So finally, when he gets to the radio station, he pulls a package out of his bag and he's like, "This is a bomb." And he's like, "I work for the post office, so you know I'm mentally unstable."
Or is this, or that might have been Christmas year.
That was right. That's when the cops show up. Like,
at least one bomb for every like 200 packages or something.
Yeah. They kind of threw back to the Unabomber, because like that's the only time I really remember bombs being sent through the mail. But he's like, "Don't you read the news? People are, this is how people get bombs now." And he's like, "You made a bomb?" He's like, "No, I kept one." And so he's like, "Just in case I needed it." And so then he, Arnold like wrestles him for the bomb, and then it goes into the air, and then it's not actually a bomb. It's like a sound. It's like a little music box, because it lands and it's like jingle bells, something like that. And so then Arnold's like, "You know what? Fuck you. You know, you just threatened us with a bomb." And as it turns out, the radio station doesn't even have the doll. They have a gift certificate to go and get the doll when the stores have them in stock again. So it's like, all of this is for naught. Just one setback after another. And then when they leave, or they go to walk out, the one cop in town shows up again, and he kind of holds Arnold. And then like, but there's a whole bunch of other cops too, and they kind of surround everybody. And then this is when Sinbad grabs another package from his bag. And he's like, "You know, this one's a bomb too. This one's really a bomb this time." He's like, this is when he says the "I'm mentally unstable" line, which is, it's terrible, but it's so funny. Because I don't think I learned for years what going postal actually meant. You know, I heard that, and it, you know, you found out later that it was about a shooting at a post office, but you know.
Meow.
Yeah, Leia agrees. Don't you miss Leia? But this time, guess what? It actually is a bomb, because the cop who has been stalking Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, he's like, "I was on the bomb squad for 10 years. This isn't a bomb. Let me check it out."
And I think I know a bomb when I see
exactly.
one.
Well, I don't remember the bomb actually going off in this scene. So I thought for a second it was about to get really dark, because when they cut out and like they're walking in the street, all of a sudden the building like explodes, but it's like really not that big of an explosion, because just the guy holding the box gets like a little fried by it, but he's back to work like an hour later, because he shows up again. Don't worry. He lives. And then when he gets home, he sees, like, you know, he's kind of, everything kind of sucks because he still doesn't have the toy. And then he sees Ted putting the star on his tree, and he's not having it. And then he just gets so pissed off. And Rita Wilson does actually come up and say, you know, "Hey, you can't put that on the tree right now, because that's my husband's job. He's really adamant about that." And then that's when Phil Hartman gets like real. He's like, "Well, it's too bad he's not as adamant about spending time with his family, huh? Like, he's just stirring the pot, trying to get in those Rita Wilson pants." And he doesn't see, like, or Terminator doesn't see her stopping him. He just sees, you know, him putting the star on the tree. So he's like, "You know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go steal your Turbo Man from underneath your tree," because he's over at his house. So he's like, nobody's at Ted's house. So he goes in and breaks in with a credit card, which I don't think has ever really worked, but whatever. It's how he gets in there. And this whole thing really is Ted's fault, because he leaves a fire going in his fireplace while he leaves the house. And, oh yeah, the reindeer. Oh my god, there's so many little parts of this movie that I keep forgetting about. Anyway, so the reindeer chases Arnold Schwarzenegger into the house, because he goes in there and he tries to steal it, and he's like, "I can't steal from a kid." So he goes back in and he turns around and the reindeer's there, and he chases him into the house. Meanwhile, he's knocking the reindeer is knocking over shit, and he knocks it into the fire, which starts kind of a small fire in the house.
First and of then all,
he kicks like the flaming head
of the fireplace even on in the first place when no one is. In...
I literally said that 2 minutes ago, Will. You were ignoring me. Oh my god. Okay, once again.
Good point, Will. Oh my
god. Oh my god. I'm so glad you're
Why?
Here. Once again, further proof that Will does not listen to anything Mary or I say.
Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da. Wouldn't it be, why is this happening? It's not like I just said, reminds me of the vegan police thing with Beth. Hey, you want to be vegan police with us? No. Yeah, totally. It's not like I mentioned it before anyway. Whatever.
Oh, Mary, now I know how you feel. So anyway, so yeah, Will, great point. Yeah, yeah, right? He left the fireplace.
That's dangerous.
That is so dangerous. Mary's an insurance.
That's a fire hazard. Yeah,
she is not pleased, I bet. So the reindeer comes in wreaking havoc and knocks King Balthazar into the fire, and then knocks just his head in, and so Arnold Schwarzenegger like kicks it out of the fire, and then he kicks it outside, almost hitting the carolers that are standing outside. And oh, by the way, meanwhile, Phil Hartman's still trying to get all up in that, and he puts his arm around Rita Wilson while they're listening to the carolers, and she kind of like is rocking back and forth to the music, and then she rocks so far to get his like hand off of her shoulder. I thought that was really funny, and like he still doesn't take a hint. He's like, oh, she's still into me, you know, I can totally get with this. But anyways, when he breaks the window and kicks the flaming head out into the yard, that's when Rita Wilson and Phil Hartman see him, and they're both just like, Phil Hartman is like, he's still like, not mad, I'm disappointed, even to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, his house is kind of ruined a little bit. I mean, there's fire damage, the window's broken, and he's just like, you can't bench press your way out of this one. But like, he doesn't do anything about the house at that point. Like, he's just like, I don't know. Anyway, well, because he's still, his main focus is still Rita Wilson. And Rita Wilson is like, we're going to the parade. Would you please join us? Or would you drive us just to be a bitch to Arnold Schwarzenegger? And that's when Phil Hartman's like, oh my God, I'm totally, you know, this is my chance. I got to move in on the sad mom now. And so then, but then Ted gets really rapey at the parade.
Yeah, I wrote down in my notes, Ted is a sexual predator.
I just wrote, Ted gets rapey.
I wrote down, Ted gets all creepy.
Yeah.
Because he says, you can't hide your feelings from me. I'm like, okay.
And then when they're in the car together, that's when he like leans over and he's like, yeah, you can't hide your feelings from me. You know, and he's like, there are so many women who would kill to be in your position. And Rita Wilson hits him in the head with his non-alcoholic eggnog. And it's just really great. Cause he's like, oh, I guess I misread that.
Cause he's also like during that scene where he's like really intensely, like being super creepily aggressive. He's like rubbing her like shoulder, like
beat him really,
I don't know. It's like really uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah, you fuck so that guy up with his eggnog.
Mistaken for
Turbo. Kill him.
And he like, cause they have for the parade, like they have like an actual like Turbo Man like display and scene. And so then he gets out on there, and he has no idea what like he's doing, because they just kind of throw the suit on him, and they're like, thanks for stepping in last minute, the last guy's pretty much dead, the last guy who tried to do this is pretty much dead, but you'll be great. And so he gets out there and he has no idea what he's doing, but they have like this doll that he's supposed to give away as Turbo Man. And then he picks obviously his own son, Jamie, and because this is the doll that he's been wanting, and he's like, yes, this is it, Jamie. Well, and then he's like, I have, because he's like, how do you know my name? And then he's like, I have to tell you something. He's like, I'm your father. And like, he's almost about to tell him he's his father, which would have been so great, because he's, you know, he's Darth Vader, Anakin. Yeah,
Anakin. Well, I think it's kind of funny because, like, Hal's like, he can't recognize him as his dad, even though with the voice changing thing.
Yeah, who are as big as that? Men
around. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Do you know your dad?
That's weird.
And then Sinbad finds the guy playing the Dementor, or Dementor, who is his arch enemy, and he ties him up with Garland, which is ridiculous. But he ties him up with Garland and he takes his outfit so that he can try to get the doll. And so he shows up as like the villain, and they're getting into like this real battle, like this real battle of like between like superhero and the supervillain. And everybody thinks that it's part of the show. So they're literally like beating the shit out of each other. And Sinbad's actually chasing this child around the parade, trying to get the doll from him. And everybody thinks it's so funny. Everybody thinks it's great. And then, so then at one point, Anakin's hanging off of like this display, like this decorative Christmas tree off the side of a building, and he almost falls. And so that's when Arnold has to literally jetpack to get his son, to save his son. And his, you know, the son's like falling through the air, right? And Rita Wilson is extremely calm while this is happening, while he is free falling through the air. Did you guys see that? Where she's like, where like they catch him and she's just like, oh, like she kind of like grabs her chest and then starts clapping. I'm like, oh my God, like, you knew. You think what?
Well, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was funny how the cop's like, oh yeah, this is all an act. It's fine. Like,
this is screaming for help. And, yeah.
I'm just like, you sure?
And like nobody like, else was informed that this was going to happen, that this, like this little child was going to be endangered or potentially endangered. And.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. And like he's falling. And then before it's Turbo Man, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger right now, can catch him. Like she's just like, oh, thank goodness that gave me a good scare. And I'm like, your child was falling, free falling through the air. And you just remained eerily calm about it. But that's fine. And so Arnold Schwarzenegger catches him and he's like, oh my God, you're so great. How can I thank you? And then Rita's like, thanks, Turbo Man. And then he pulls the helmet off and he's like, oh my God, it's my dad. And Rita Wilson's like, oh my God, like she's into it. She's into the fact that her, because she's like, Howard, oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically me with Chris Evans every time he's in the Captain America suit.
She's like, you get
basically, I'm
suit.
Like, she's into it, very into it. And yeah, you're definitely gonna keep that outfit. And then yeah.
She's like, we're gonna role play later.
Go to Turbo Town.
Go to Turbo Man. I want you to go to Turbo on me.
And then Sinbad actually does get the toy from Anakin. And he's like, yeah, you know, woo. And then he gets arrested. And the cop who returns the toy to Anakin is the very same cop from the beginning. And it's funny because he's telling Arnold, like, hey, we could use a guy like you on the force. And then he turns around and he realizes who it is. The guy who's, like, been threatening him with bombs and who's hit his motorcycle. And he's just kind of beside himself. But as Sinbad's getting arrested, Anakin walks over and he hands him the toy. And he's like, I don't need this toy. You can give it to your son because I have the real Turbo Man at home. And everybody's like, "Oh, yeah, we do." She's like, I'm the real winner here.
And the wife's like, yeah, we do.
And so that's how it ends. Yeah. It's just that Rita Wilson's the only faithful one.
Horny moms everywhere in this movie. It's just so many horny moms in this movie.
So that's Jingle All the Way, a cute little movie about capitalism and not in economics and not loving thy neighbor and selling Pokemon cards on eBay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yep. What the movie's so, all about.
You said that it's like
the spirit of Christmas like and capitalism.
What is it that you like about it?
Like we've been talking about, Sinbad really makes it fun. I think it's just very mm-hmm. wacky and just kind of like out of the like ordinary for a Christmas movie. Because like it is a Christmas movie, but it's not like heavily like
just Christmas.
I guess like, you know, Santa Claus. Yeah, just like Santa Claus. This.
It's like realistic, like a realistic it's nice. Christmas
it's
a movie. Christmas
movie where does it shove Christmas everywhere? Where it's like,
Mary, don't yeah. you remember when you like you know like tried story, to pummel a bunch of people like, in the store?
Yeah, I remember just you know being crammed into a store with like hundreds of other people and throwing my body through, you know, whatever barrier was in my way to get some kind of Mary's toy. Life. You know. Accosting everybody. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a little assault.
It's all like good fun, you know.
I need this more than you need this. Yeah. It's all we're just playing with each other. It's just, you know, it's just play fight. It's fine. That black eye, it'll you just put some ice on it. It's fine. Yeah, I would agree with Will though. It's like a Christmas movie, but it's not like overtly like Santa Claus, like you know, the spirit of Christmas type of movie. Cause the last two movies we watched both oh, had yeah. Santa in it, legit, like actual Santa Claus. So it was nice to have like a different, a movie, I guess, more kind of like grounded in reality a little bit. And actually I did see that Arnold liked this movie because he just got to play some average dude. It wasn't like a, like some kind of super cop or robot or whatever, you know, right. like, you know, the movies he's a big action star. So it was just like, nice to be like, I'm just a dad who can't pay attention to his family. And it's fine. It's fine. It's good. So I do like that. And I think that's too, that's why Home Alone mm-hmm. is one of my also favorite holiday movies. And I think it's kind of like the same reason there's, you know, there's like some adult jokes, but the, you know, the other comedy that's like meant for like the kids is good too. And it's more like grounded in reality where it's not like yeah, Santa's kind of like there everyday struggles and there's like magic and stuff. Christmas. And yep. It's like, oh, I hate it when my family leaves me alone when they go on vacation. So rude. And I will say to clear anything up in Home Alone, people are always like, I wonder how Kevin's dad paid for this whole family to go to a trip to Paris. But they explicitly say in the movie, it's the brother that pays, that lives in Paris with this fancy ass job that's paying for everybody to visit him because his daughter goes to school in that area. So their niece, and because of that, like, he's like, everybody come see me when my kid comes home for Christmas. So there you go. It's not Kevin's dad, even though they're also probably pretty wealthy because of their house and stuff. But it's his brother.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I liked it. It's. I mean, what did you think, Bridget? Funny. And yeah, Sinbad is definitely the highlight of the whole movie with his comments and just his little actions. They're so petty and funny. Like I relate on a personal level. But yeah, it's good. And I love Jim Belushi, and I mean he's only in there for like 5-10 minutes, but I think he's great in it too. Just, you know, being a con artist Santa, it amuses me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what ratings would we give it?
I would give it 7.5 Psycho Mailman out of 10.
I think that I would rate this probably like the same, like 7.5 Homicidal Reindeer out of 10.
What about you, Turbo Man?
That's really low. That's really unfortunate. I give it 9, not listening to Bridget's, out of 10.
It's like, and we just heard Mary's review and my review, and that hey, was know, all that you heard because it's all that I heard
going in the fireplace when Phil Hartman left his house. It's so weird.
Isn't that weird?
You know, I think actually I think Will brought that actually up this first reminds before
me. Yeah. This reminds me of one time when we went to go watch the fireworks in Laramie.
Weren't you listening to me,
and
Bridget?
I said, oh, wow, listen to the fireworks echoing off the mountains. It sounds so cool. 2 minutes, Will's like, what's that noise? And then he's like, oh, I think it's the fireworks that's going off the mountain. I was like, God damn it, Will. I know. That's what I just said. Oh, and then Will's always driving off without Mary's food at fast food restaurants.
This reminds me of in the Brady Bunch movie when they're trying to figure out how to save their house and stuff, like Jan will say something and then two like no one will listen to her, and then 2 seconds later Marsha says it and everybody's like, oh my god, good idea, Marsha.
Oh, it is exactly happening. That's it.
Happening.
It's funny because my mom,
you're the Jan.
I too, one of us will say something and then she'll be like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah, Heather was telling me, and David's like, no, I told you that, and like she always does this with all of us. One time my Heather didn't even correct her. Like my mom was like, she was like, oh yeah, Heather said, and then Heather just sat there in silence. And I said, Mom, Jamie said that. I said, Heather, we're just gonna sit there and take the credit for it. It was I with the good idea.
It's like, yes, it was me.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm Jan and Will's Marsha.
Oh, that means I'm Cindy.
Yeah.
I guess that's fine.
Anyway. Nine, not listening to Bridget.
So that, yeah. I would recommend this movie to anybody who needs a good holiday movie to watch.
Especially the ending. Like, the ending's pretty great. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of character growth in that little kid who, like, the beginning of the movie just wanted the toy, and then he realizes that like his dad's the best present ever, and he gives it to a kid he doesn't even know. Like, that's cool.
He's like, I was gonna say, he's probably like, your dad's probably gonna go to jail so for a long time for threatening some people with a bomb. Here's a toy. Yeah, here's some support for you.
I think it was great because like the ending didn't like linger on and like kept going. It was just like, all right, happy ending, we're done.
Yeah, it wraps it up pretty good. I wish, like, maybe you'd see, like, Ted, I don't know, like, dead in a ditch somewhere.
Nina Gardner. Like, if you don't have homemade, store-bought is fine. Like, because he keeps going into, like, all these, you know, oh, I got this from blah, blah, blah. And, I don't know, he is, I mean, we established that he is not the perfect parent. But, like, that whole, yeah, he's a serial killer, but that whole facade, like, it just.
Mm-hmm. He's a serial killer.
It gets old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to add with Ted. He reminds me of.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
It's on Food Network. She does like a cooking show.
That's very descriptive.
I know what he's.
And Ted, yeah, and Ted definitely, you know, this wasn't mentioned before, but I definitely think that.
So yeah, so that's Jingle All the Way. Will didn't listen to a GD word I said. we're gonna do one more Christmas movie, right? Because
yeah,
we can do whatever.
Yeah,
okay, it's our podcast, we can do what the fuck we want.
We could do a horror Christmas movie.
We could do Krampus.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
I've never seen the movie, so
yeah, it's good. We should do that. Yeah, a little bit different.
Okay, let's do Krampus then.
Okay,
you know, okay. You think the holidays are all fun and happy. Yeah.
Krampus has another there's a little something for you.
Krampus got a little something something for you.
A little something something.
Oh gosh, man. Okay, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Okay, so right. We will plan for Krampus for next week. Take it a little different holiday spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards
get a little darker.
Yeah. It's gonna be real straight up murder and
it's
violence.
It's just like a dark comedy.
But
it'll be good.
So we'll watch Krampus and then we'll ring in the new year the week after with The Room, which everybody should watch. I know it's hard, but you just gotta do it. It'll be it'll be worth it.
Watch it with people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
maybe don't watch it alone.
Out of it,
they can drink
because
yeah,
it's definitely out there. It's called the best worst movie for a reason because it's terrible, but you can't not watch it. And it's fun to watch because it's so terrible.
You'll grow to love it. once you watch it like 50 times, you're going to be like, it's my favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yes.
There's a reason why there's a postcard of Tommy Wiseau on my refrigerator. It's because he included it with a DVD. And on the back, there's an order form to get Tommy Wiseau underwear, which I have not ordered. So
I'll order it. I'll wear it. Don't throw it.
You do that.
Time. All right. Well, this was a good discussion, and I can't wait for our next two movies. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, good night, guys. Night. Maybe we'll listen to one of us next time when we're recording.
Oh, did you guys ever mention about the fireplace?
Good night.
You know, that's a good, yeah. We'll think about that, and we'll talk good about day, it next
sir.
Time.
Good day, sir. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
No, stupid.